You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are coming out of the eclipse portal and heading towards a full Virgo moon, which is the big news of the week, is the full Virgo moon. But there's still a lot going on leading up to that. The full moon is on Thursday, and leading up to that, we have a very kind of energetically packed, like, planetary connections going on. So on the 27th, we have, which I think is very fortunate, a connection between Pluto and Venus, and it's a sextile. So when there's a sextile, there's an opportunity to be had. It's the kind of opportunity you have to initiate, you have to kind of go for it, but it's still an opportunity in the cosmos. And with Venus involved, Venus has to do with our relationships and how we relate to the world. It's in Pisces. There's so much Pisces energy right now. And it's sextiling Pluto in Capricorn. So it's kind of like a marriage between the ideal and the kind of deeply practical. And having a foundation, there's the possibility for a very solid foundation that's very, like, a solid foundation not built on, like, secrets and lies and you know, lots of families will have secrets that they don't talk about and things that, oh, if it feels uncomfortable or it doesn't make you, you know, feel good, let's not talk about it. So that can be very damaging, especially to the psyche of the people that are saying, but there's a problem, there's a problem. So with this sort of energy, it's like the problems can be sorted from the deep roots of them in the relationships around you. And that's a pretty fortunate way to live your life, is having sorted out relationships. So that's on Tuesday, we'll be feeling that. And then on the 28th, Wednesday, there's another connection between Mercury in Pisces and the same sextile with Pluto. So again, this opportunity to, maybe with Mercury, the communication, the somehow expressing yourself in the way that you need to feel heard and acknowledged and understood. And in a very, you know, thorough kind of way, again, connecting to Pluto and Capricorn, Pluto's kind of going through Capricorn is really reworking and pulling from the dark depths the things that are wrong in the structures of our lives. So Capricorn wants to leave a legacy. They believe in their family, and things like that are important. So with Pluto there, we can really, again, lay a really solid foundation and do it from a very honest, open space, which I think is really great. Pluto, especially when it's in a positive aspect like that. There's also a connection between Mercury and Mars that's not so great. Mars is in Sagittarius right now, and Mercury is in Pisces. Is that right? Yeah, Mercury is in Pisces. So it's giving you kind of, there's a possibility where you might just blurt something out, or, you know, you've been trying to be nice and evade the topic to be socially acceptable or whatever it is, wherever you're not speaking the truth. But Mars will come along and connect with Mercury, the communicator, in such a way that blurting can happen. And you just might stand up and say what you really feel, and like a whole shitstorm could follow. But at the same time, with coming that same day with Mercury connecting to Pluto, I would say that even if you blurted and didn't want to, it's actually going to lay the foundation for a much more honest, loving relationship in your life. So it's probably a good thing. It's nice to do it with a little bit of, I guess, cordialness or sensitivity. So with Mercury in Pisces, you're going to be, the boundaries of everything are going to be very blurred right now, and you might be feeling kind of confused and emotional and lost in the murky waters and not really understanding what's going on. But that can still lead you, Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, changes things by dissolving them. So as things are dissolving, new things are being built up too. So you might be going through some of that right now as well, which can sometimes seem unpleasant. You'll probably also be feeling the full moon all week. It's Thursday, Pacific Standard Time, at 4:51 p.m. So it will be in Virgo, which is a lovely, quite a contrast to all the Piscean energy that we have right now. There's a lot of Pisces planets. So with Virgo, it's like there's an opportunity to organize the details of all these confusing impulses or images or fragments of ideas that you might be getting right now. So if you can do that, if you've got the ideas swirling around, the Virgo energy, this Virgo full moon, I would definitely call in the ability to put order to it, to make lists that will help you know what boxes you need to tick to get forward. So there's also a lovely connection between Venus and Jupiter, Venus in Pisces and Jupiter in Scorpio, that gives this a very kind of shimmering, ideal, dream come true possibility. So especially when it relates to your relationships or one-on-one relationships or the things that you value, it could be a situation where your ability to focus with this Virgo energy will allow you to expand the things that you value in your life. Like, you know, maybe, for instance, you want to live somewhere else during the winter. It seems like a big faraway dream. But if you figure out with your very detailed mind that you could access right now, how to make that dream a reality, what steps would need to be taken, you could probably see that it's not so far out of the realm of possibility to have this experience for yourself. So that's the sort of thing. You can take these ideas that are trying to impulse you with what will bring you to your highest good, and instead of just leaving them in the realm of ideas, you can use this Virgo full moon to actually implement the plan and get all the details in order. And with Virgo energy as well, there's a Saturn trine to this moon as well, which gives you a sense of discipline too. So even though there's all this swirling, otherworldly, cosmic, confusing, shimmery kind of Piscean energy, Virgo is there to, like, Virgo is so good at separating the wheat from the chaff, which I never really understood what that meant for ages, but it's just picking out the stuff that's not right and getting rid of it and throwing it out. And even if you need to clean up your diet or your routines or your sleep schedule or your associations or anything that's kind of marring your clean, pure energy, Virgo's going to pick up on it. And it can be a bit nitpicky because of that. Like, it's programmed to see these things, that energy. So we do want to know what's undermining us, because if it's undermining us, then how are we going to get ahead? So the Virgo will help you deal with that. And then with Saturn there, it is giving you a lovely, like, sense of discipline and, like, being future-oriented and planning out the legacy and the path. And Neptune is also opposing this. So again, I think the Neptune is the ruler of the Pisces energy that we're dealing with on this Virgo full moon. Virgo is the opposite. So Neptune, like, it can be very confusing energy. So, and especially if you already have a lot of it in your own chart, if you're like a sensitive or, you know, you're good with light work and things using your imagination, the Pisces, a lot of Pisces energy can really ramp up the impulses and what you're seeing and feeling, and like, you could become acutely sensitive. So be careful with your energetic systems. Make sure that you only put yourself in healthy, safe environments, and don't expose yourself to things that are not good for you. And, you know, even toxins or loud noise or poorly lit restaurants, like anything that's going to disturb your sensibility, avoid it. So that is the full moon. The next day we have Friday the 2nd, we have Mercury trining Jupiter. So that's, again, a really good energy to communicate your bigger ideas and communicate and expand on possibly your philosophies or your belief systems or the way you're thinking, what you're thinking about. You can take a big, like, expansive step forward in your thought processes and your beliefs and the things that you allow yourself to entertain and swirl around in your psyche. So what you communicate now could really expand your life in so many ways. The moon is also that same day in a good connection to Pluto. So anything that you do will have a depth to it, like a real sense of like future foundation being being laid with the things that you're coming up with right now, which is, again, really lovely. So it's still all the Virgo energy is happening on Friday as well. And then we move into the weekend. And on Sunday, the 4th, we have an actual conjunction. So the sun is fusing with Neptune in Pisces. And Mercury is also fusing with Venus, all in Pisces. So this day, the 4th of March, March 4th, is going to be very, it could either be very confusing or it could be like a very mystically ideal kind of day. You might not be, you know, I really like the energy of Neptune where you can tap into that you have spirit guides helping you and that we're all connected and that we can transform our lives with visualization and understanding emotional resonance. Like all those sorts of esoteric ideas come through the domain of Neptune, and poetry and art and movies and all these wonderful experiences of being human come through this realm. But it can also be a realm of addiction and confusion and escapism and lies and deceit where things aren't very clear. Neptune, the one good little way to look at Neptune is nothing is as it seems. And it could be for the good that nothing is as it seems, but it could also be where you're fooling yourself. So keep that in mind on this Sunday. But also know that it could be very inspirational and artistic, and you could have amazing breakthroughs with creativity and productivity in the realm of creativity, especially if you can harness it and use your little bit of discipline and make note of the stuff that's coming through right now. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.